Have your say. 1300 872911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
Well, you've probably heard about lots of shops closing down in our city, which is dreadful news, but it's been so tough. And a lot of people have been staying home, not going out, spending money on restaurants and things, largely because they're not sure about their futures, they've lost their jobs, etc. So I thought these two ladies were very, very brave in opening up a restaurant at this time. However, I think the mood's changing and lots of people will start heading out again that haven't been doing so for some months. Now, the headline reads, this is in yesterday's Ken's Post, New Italian Taste in Town. It says a restaurant offering mouth-watering Italian cuisine unlike any other in Cairns will open in the CBD this week, kicking off with drinks to whet the appetite. Now, these are restaurateurs Alessandra Giannascoli and Wendy Lombardo. They've been hard at work in the past month getting, I'll have a crack at this pronunciation, L'Abruzzese ready on Lake Street. The pair ran a cafe and restaurant, Magneticon, off Townsville, decided to do the same after moving to Cairns. And it goes on to talk about, what they're going to be serving, etc., but we don't have to talk about that because I've actually got Alessandra Giannascoli, head chef and co-owner at L'Abruzzese, on the air. Hello, Alessandra.
Hi.
Sorry about the mispronunciation. It was the best I could do at short notice.
No, L'Abruzzese is perfect. Giannascoli is my name, but it's okay.
Tell me about your decision to open a shop when other people were considering closing down all over the place.
But we saw that as an opportunity, as there is not much around. People are closing down, so we said probably the best time to open something, and the coronavirus has to end eventually. So we thought probably once that's all over, we can do well. So that's all.
Now, talk to me about your cuisine. Is it typical Abruzzo-type cuisine?
Yes. So Abruzzo is a region in Italy. That's why the name is L'Abruzzese, which is a person from Abruzzo. So I'm Abruzzese.
Yes.
And yes, it's a bit different than other regions. As you know, probably all different regions in Italy has a different culinary tradition. So yeah, so I decided just to do food just from my region that I learned to make from my grandma and then my mom.
I've heard before from Italian people, Abruzzo food is more flavoursome than food anywhere in the world, and I can't remember the explanation, but tell us about your food and why you believe it's special.
So Abruzzo in Italy is surrounded by mountains. So in the past, we keep talking about generations and generations ago when they started to cook, they couldn't share information also with other regions.
Yes.
So they created their own recipes that were unique from the region. Also, we have a mountains and the sea nearly touching each other. You can be in 20 minutes from the coast to the mountains. So we have lots of flavors for the mountains and also lots of seafood.
Now, tell me, Alessandra, give us one example, because I haven't got a heck of a lot of time, but an example of, well, one of your favourite dishes. Pick one out.
Okay. Try one of the traditional ones.
Yes.
Being mountains, a lot of sheep. So we do agnello cacio e ovo, which is lamb cooked with egg and wine and lemon zest sauce. And pecorino cheese is really, really particular. Yeah, that's one of the traditions in there.
Is that a renowned dish from Abruzzo?
Oh, yes, just from Abruzzo, yes. Yeah.
Oh, I think people that love their Italian cuisine will be very keen to come and meet you. Now, where do they go? Where are you opening up?
We'll open today. So we're very busy prepping. So tonight, we open tonight from 5 to 6. We do live music, aperitivo. So like in Italy, when you go to a bar to have an aperitivo or a drink,
yes,
you get a complimentary little board with a few little things, very good things. And then from 6 to late, we do dinner.
Now, tell me where you are exactly.
We are in 94 Lake Street.
94
so
Lake
right
Street.
So right in the city, not far from the mall, Shield Street.
Oh, now I'm with you. 94, it's just near the what used to be the city centre. Okay. Yeah. Okay, near the old mall, what used to be the mall.
The woodshed, yes.
Yes, I know where you are exactly now. Alessandra, yes. Look, good luck with this. I just think you're very, very courageous. But by the sounds of what you're going to be serving up, you should be successful and the town's coming to life again from next week with tourists coming back. So all the best.
That's one thing, but also we want the locals, you know, to enjoy that as well.
Yes.
So the population of Cairns, you know, should support anyway local businesses, I guess. And
I think it's wonderful that you're doing it. And thanks for talking to me today, Alessandra.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
She's down at 94 Lake Street, her and her partner, Wendy Lombardo, and they're open from 5 o'clock today. There you go. That was just coincidence.
Today.
Yeah. Good luck with it, Alessandra.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
She's, just near the city place there in Lake Street, 94 Lake Street. And it's called L'Abruzzese, L-A-B-R-U-Z-Z-E-S-E.